Good morning. It's a Monday morning, a Memorial Day. Monday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and it is, number one, a day of reflection for those people who gave up their lives and who went to fight for the United States. And so on Memorial Day, we have to really think about those people who did what they did and made this incredible sacrifice, their families and everybody else. So let us give them a thought in our minds and our appreciation.
WAMC and NPR will remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice throughout the day today. Well, one of the sacrifices we can't make is to lose the information from WAMC. $346,460 in our lockbox now, Alan. 1 week to go before the on-air drive.
And frankly, it isn't 1 week because we're losing one day because of the holiday. We won't have the panel. We won't have the kind of impetus that we often have to help fill the lockbox. So now it's up to everybody to do something. Look, if we could get to the $400,000 mark in this day and tomorrow, we have a shot at our $500,000 goal. So look, there are people who are up for a long weekend. They listen to WAMC and they know the right thing when they see it. They know what their mothers and fathers would have them do. Many of them have the best of intentions. Many of them have already pledged. We see New York City coming in and Boston coming in all the time. This is one more thing that can be supported because it's something that you use. So I'm asking you, can you do it? And can you do it today? Because we really need some help. Now, don't do it by the telephone because, you know, we're understaffed today, but do it at WAMC.org. And listen, I so appreciate the fact that you're considering it and that you'll do it because it is your radio station and it can't survive without you. And that stands for everybody as we get closer and closer to the magic end of this portion where we give you everything you're getting regularly. But on top of that, you get the news, but you also get the impetus for saving this station. 1979, 1980, we started the Save Our Station campaign, SOS, and boy, did it work. People were there. Can't lose that spirit.
WAMC.org. Thank you. Well, listening to the BBC all the way in this morning on the European election results, which show growing split over the union's future from the New York Times this morning, while populists overall did not do as well in the European Parliament elections as some predicted. They made gains in France and Italy. Greens also had a strong showing, especially in Germany. The results indicate that the struggle over the future of the bloc would only intensify.
Well, yes, some of it was disturbing. You saw Macron not doing as well as Pen, you know, the nationalist right-wing leader who did quite well in this election. People are confused. Many people are suckered in by the anti-immigrant impetus that you see here in the United States from Donald Trump. In Great Britain, Brexit played a huge part in this election. In Germany, as you say, the Greens did spectacularly well, especially among younger voters who came out en masse and said, listen, this is our planet, don't screw it up, basically. And in Spain, as my understanding is at this early hours, that the socialists have done very well. So you have across the board differences in each of these countries. But the idea is that you keep the European Union going, according to many of these winners. They want it, but they have different ideas about how to do it.
And what about the potential next leader of Britain, Boris Johnson?
Well, you know, he's popular, except that he's also unpopular with a lot of people, and he's likely to shake things up. The real question is, can there really be a successful Brexit? And so far, we see that the Brits don't have the taste for it. You know, David, I've been talking a long time about the fact that Franklin Roosevelt really signaled the end of the British Empire. When he was meeting with Stalin and with Winston Churchill, he made it clear that this was not going to be post-Second World War. And ever since then, Britain has been sliding. There's a lot of interest in the royals. There's a lot of interest in marriages. But in the end, there ain't no empire anymore. And this is the moment of truth. They want the old Britain. They can't have it. If they were part of the European Union, things could go along the way they had been going. But they have no taste for that. So here it is. The wall has arrived in their faces, and they can't get over it.
Finally, Ellen, did you read this piece, also in the New York Times, the headline in Baltimore and beyond, "A Stolen NSA Tool Wreaks Havoc." This is the National Security Agency, and they leaked an NSA cyber weapon. It's called Eternal Blue, and it has caused billions of dollars in damage worldwide. A recent attack took place in Baltimore. It shut down email, thousands of computers, real estate sales, water bills, health alerts, and many other services.
And the point is, David, this is all done as blackmail. You know, you want your services back, we can give you the secret, but you have to pay us, these scoundrels who are doing this kind of thing. You know, you don't expect much from your government, but you do expect them to be able to control this kind of information that they have developed, which gets out and is used by our enemies. It's terrible. And there is no forgiving it, because it is the first order of importance for the people who are running our country and its security.
Let's keep our station secure. Keep the flame alive and burning brighter than ever at WAMC.org.
We've just got to do it. This is a terrible time in America. We have pre-fascist attempts being made on our governmental system. And if you don't have WAMC, I can't even imagine who will be there to speak truth to power the way that this radio station does. WAMC.org, and I'm asking each of you to understand how important and potent your dollars can be.